live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites in Emporia, the extended stay hotel. Call them today about booking their private meeting room for your next business or organization's meeting needs. Mainstay Suites, 343-7756.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News time is 8:29, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today. Pleased to have with us Special Projects Coordinator Jim Witt with the City of Emporia here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line today.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Ron.
How are things going in the office today, or are you in the office today?
Not in the office yet, but I'm a little distance away, but heading there in about an hour or so. Gotcha.
Always on the move, always on the go is Jim Witt. We know that. Little hot, but cooling out by this weekend, Jim, so we've got some relief.
We hope so. We all need a break, Ron. We all need a break.
I'm thinking you're right.
We do, definitely. Well, we got you scheduled here to let folks know more about the what has been called the Rural Housing Incentive District policy at the state level. Apparently some changes that are, I'm not sure if they're going to really change the game a ton here for city officials, but there are some changes worth noting here. Jim, before we start talking about the changes, maybe we need to backtrack. We've had you on the air before talking about the origins of RHID and how things have unfolded for Emporia to this point, but maybe we can start there and talk a little bit about RHID, how it developed, and how it started helping folks here in Emporia.
And it is in use here in Emporia, obviously, isn't it, Jim?
That's right. It basically started in the 90s at the state level with some statutory authority to establish rural housing incentive districts, which to try to spur on some action in the rural communities in our state, Emporia being classified at that time and still is a rural service center, became more used actually in western Kansas, and Dodge City in particular probably leads the way, probably 8 to 10 rural housing incentive districts, been very positive. They probably built 300 to 400 units of new housing, both a single family and multifamily. We started in the early teens of this, about 2016, was our first one. Hidden Vistas was the first rural housing improvement district in Emporia. Riverside Edition, Pleasant Point Edition. We have a downtown renovation on 700 block of downtown that resulted in 10 new apartments. And at the present time, there are one rural housing incentive district that is in the final stages called Metropolis, located in the northeast part of Emporia, and a couple that are, I'll say, in the infant stages, so to speak. So it basically promotes new single-family housing, and the valuation of the new improvements pays off any physical infrastructure that we had to go in. And by physical infrastructure, I'm talking about streets, water, sewer, storm drainage, et cetera. And so it spurred some housing because it took a lot of the upfront costs and made housing more affordable and more approachable for a lot of people. And so it's been a success in Emporia, and we hope it's a future success.
Now, you mentioned the upper story HID. Those are relatively new, aren't they, Jim?
Yes, 2 years ago in the legislature, some legislation passed. We were actually the first community in Kansas to utilize the legislation and utilized it. We got some notoriety out of it. There was some media coverage, et cetera. It's a great tool. It's a little different than doing something on a brand-new development site, single family, but it worked out fine. We had great cooperation from all the investors and the builder who was involved, and 10 new units of housing, which is a plus in a community of Emporia at any time.
Now, Jim, what did the city have to do, once the RHID policy was passed here several years ago? How does this work from the city's perspective in connecting developers and then following the kind of the rules of the road here for RHID up to the recent changes?
Well, basically, there's always been a system where If a developer approaches to us, we advise them of the RHID possibilities. If their land was already incorporated in an RHID district, then it's a pretty simple process. A number of years ago, with the assistance and guidance of the City Commission, we developed a map that identified potential RHID districts throughout the community. That map has been added to if people have come in and suggested a development on another site. But in order to get a district started, you have to go through the state of Kansas, go through a public hearing process, send the defined area to be designated district up to them. They contemplate it, and we've never had one turned down. Probably takes from the beginning to the end of that process 90 to 120 days with all the public hearings, et cetera. Once the district is approved by the state, a development plan has to be submitted to the city, which talks about, in general, the number of units, the type of units. In other words, 21 single-family homes with 2 to 3 bedrooms. And basically, that's what the development plan does. It's a little more sophisticated than that. But once we have the development plan, we have to have another public hearing according to state statute, notify the other taxing entities, in other words, the school district and the county. And we have the hearing. Once that hearing is finalized, then a formal district is created. So they have an eligible district and a formal district. The eligible districts are ones that don't have a development plan. So we're now, people are getting used to it. We've had some repeat developers come in and talk about things. It's a tool being used now throughout Kansas. I mean, at one time it was pretty isolated, especially in western Kansas, but now you have towns of 600 using it. You have towns of 40,000 using RHID.
I think, what is it available for any city with a population under 60,000 or 80,000 in the county, something like that?
Actually, they just raised it above 60,000 okay. this year in Senate Bill 19. It's sort of tricky because the state statutes don't reflect the changes yet online. So, but the county level is 85,000 rather than 80 now.
Okay.
So they've made some subtle changes to it. We'll see how it all works out.
What are some of those other changes that have been made, and do those really impact how the city responds and how the city's responsibilities change as a result?
Well, as you and Ron have talked about, the upper story one will probably impact us even more as years go by. But the big change they made this year was to allow, I'm going to call them isolated areas within the city that are basically surrounded with infrastructure. In other words, I won't mention any specific streets, but you have certain streets around in Emporia where there are streets, water, sewer, et cetera, running by vacant land and no housing on them. Those immediately become eligible for RHID, and what the eligibility is now extended to includes the construction of buildings on those lots. So, in other words, I'm going to use a street here, okay. Rochelle Street on the east side of town. There are a number of lots coming up to 12th Street that could be used for housing. And they have everything there, water, sewer, streets in, the whole bit. That now becomes an immediately eligible district, and to construct new housing on there, whether it's single-family, duplex, or multifamily, the cost of construction now becomes an eligible cost to be reimbursed through the increased tax valuation. Pretty unique, and we've already had two developers express an interest in doing. They found parcels of land fully served by infrastructure that can now be rolled over into an RHID district. So it's a huge difference if you can find the right property. And that might be the trick, but there are those properties that exist in Emporia.
Well, that could be a bit of a game changer here for the Emporia area. Jim, as far as rural housing districts here in Emporia, are there any out there that aren't being used right now? I mean, do you have districts set that there's nothing on them and no movements as of right now?
Yeah, that we have a number of, I'll call them eligible districts,
okay.
that are, the state has said, yes, this is an eligible district, but no formal district. There are a variety of them, both especially sort of eastern part of the community and a few to the west that have been on the books for a number of years. And there's been some discussion about them, but nothing formal has come into play. So there are some eligible districts out there. The maps are generally available at City Hall. and we'd be glad to work with any developer. Now, one thing I got to stop Ron and Tegan, the big change maybe is that they're getting rid of the word rural. It's now going to be called the Reinvestment Housing Improvement District. So I can still call it RHID, but now the R means reinvestment rather than rural. But that's a big change, I think, because now I think the state is looking at this as a statewide program and not sort of geared strictly towards rural areas.
You know, one thing, Jim, that, you know, we've talked about with you, with other city officials, you know, with Chamber, Main Street, and other really civic leaders for quite some time now is the need for housing, whether it's infill or new, to help meet the demand for people that want to come in here. How have these previous projects maybe helped to at least soften that need, and how significant is the need still?
Number one, it's significant. There's a tremendous need for housing, new or rehabilitated housing in the community, because the law does allow for rehabilitation of housing, multifamily in particular, under the new statute. But there's a terrific need. I think there are a number of projects that are being contemplated and debated that will start addressing that need. But like everything in the economy, a number of things have slowed us down: supply chain, interest rates, et cetera. So it's really a tough balancing act for both the city and the developer now to try to make something happen when you start taking in all these other external factors. But we're still punching ahead, and the Metropolis subdivision up in the northeast part of town will probably start construction sometime later this fall. That's 27 units. And we hope to have a couple more rolling in the next 6 to 9 months.
Good information to have, Jim. Are we missing anything here on RHID that you wanted to get out to the community here this morning?
No, I think that's it. If there are any people who are interested in developing new subdivision tracks or rehabilitating upper story housing in the Central Business District, which is a criteria that's used by the state, please call the city manager's office and ask to talk to myself or Taylor Walsh, who is my new boss. Taylor is very informed and is a real great addition to the city staff.
Well, it seems like we've had a lot of construction happening here, you know, housing-wise, keeping contractors busy in a lot of areas. Is that a problem, too, is to get, you know, the work done once, you know, the plans have been approved, Jim?
Yeah, I think that is another issue, is the availability of contractors and subcontractors, et cetera. I know I hear a lot of talk about if you have a certain problem in your house, you get some repaired, you might be on a 2 or 3 month waiting list. Well, the same thing goes with new construction. So that's another hurdle, is getting things lined up in terms of the contractors building the house and all the subs, getting everybody on board and ready to go. It gets tougher and tougher, and it's not only here, it's in most cities throughout the state.
Well, Jim, as always, thanks for all you do, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jim.
Ron, Tegan, have a great day, and stay cool and stay smooth, okay?
Stay smooth. We like that. Have a good one, Jim. Thanks.
Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, Emporia Special Projects Coordinator Jim Witt with us on RHID, Rural Housing Incentive Districts, that has been taken advantage of here in Emporia, that is for certain.
Yeah, and the way it sounds, really opening up the prospects for additional and much-needed housing development in Emporia, too, with the latest changes coming from earlier this year. Want to let you know that tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour is going to be busy. We'll have Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stichini joining us at 8:20 as we discuss library on the go. And then we'll have Lions Club member Gary Post joining us at 8:40 talking about a special flag waving activity taking place this Sunday.
And we do have Friday's 7:15 primetime newsmaker booked.
All right.
We'll be chatting with the Department of Music chair, Alan Comstock. Coming up and talking about the Big Music Gala benefit concert coming up in October at ESU.
Good. That's always a great event to get to community, too.
Coming up on Friday. KBOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2 segment brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites. When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, you can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home. It's 8:43.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car wash technology. Your ride will be sparkling.